Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
Have you ever had to put your plans on hold due to symptoms of generalized myasthenia gravis, or GMG? Like taking that weekend trip, talking with friends, or enjoying a meal? Learn about a treatment option that may help. Visit treatgmg.com to learn more. That's treatgmg.com.
Off the ball, rugby.
Obviously, it's a shocking refereeing decision. The other thing as well, I don't know if anyone picked up on the Bulls' first try. Did no one mention the quick tap taken off your man's knee?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Well, Leif Corey, how's it feel? Your first Irish cap and that green jersey looks very well on you.
I feel a lot mixed emotions right now. You know, I'm very disappointed about the loss. You know, I felt like we could have been a bit better. I think we weren't as clinical as we normally would be. But absolutely delighted to get my first cap. You know, it's been a really emotional few days and really special to share it with Jane Claw as well. You know, she's my club mate too and one of my best friends. So, yeah, it's been a really special day. Oh, absolutely. I've learned so much since I've come into camp. Like, Stacey has been so good to me, helping me around. Like, she was like in the hotel the other day, you know, if you need anything at all, like, let me know. And I was like, oh my God, definitely. Yeah. So everyone's been so great. They've been so supportive and very understanding, you know, that it's kind of my first time in an international setup and helping me along the way. So it's been fantastic. Yeah. Yeah, no, I think 9 fly over for me. So yeah, it was fantastic. It's really, really nice to see them after the game. Yeah, really wholesome. Yeah, just delighted. Yeah. It's a big day for the club tomorrow. Yeah, no, I'm gutted that I won't be able to watch it. But yeah, no, I wish them all the best. And yeah, they're a great team, so I hope they come out with the win.
Now, Jane, I told you the first day I met you in the High Performance Centre that I was going to grab you for chat. And here we are. You got your first cap for Ireland. And I know, obviously, a bitter disappointing result, but you must be very proud yourself.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't expecting to get that many minutes on my first cap. God bless the girls. I hope they're all right. We didn't have a lot of luck today with injuries and the way things went, but it's a lot to take in. I was rooming with Aoife Corey this week. She's also getting her first cap, and the last couple of days have just been something that we can't describe. Every couple of minutes we just look at each other and be grinning ear to ear, saying it's just a pinch. It really is a pinch me moment. So I'm sure we'll look back once it's all gone, because right now it's probably one of the best feelings in the world. This group have made us feel so special, like we never have been felt before. Both of us said the exact same thing. So yeah, it's a really, really special group, and I just feel really, really blessed to be a part of it, to be honest with you, and being given the opportunity in the first place. So hopefully more minutes to come in the future.
Absolutely, and of course you were incredible there when you came on for all those extra minutes, as you said. But of course I have to mention again, will you be going home tonight, because the big game tomorrow?
I will definitely be making it home. Will I be in time before the final whistle blows? I don't know, but as soon as that plane lands, I'll be on TG Car watching whatever's left of it. So yeah, it was bittersweet, of course, not being able to be with the girls tomorrow, but we know that they'll do a great job and hopefully they'll get the win tomorrow as well.
Now, before I let you go, of course, we have to talk about your father, the legend that is Peter. And it's incredible, father-daughter, both having played for Ireland now. It must be a very proud household.
Yeah, he's a man of few words, but that means when he says something, he really means it. And I did meet him down over in the corner there. Yeah, it is special. They're very proud. And it's something that we probably didn't think of. It wasn't like a dream growing up. It kind of happened very fast and out of nowhere just over the last couple of years. But I suppose it is something pretty cool, yeah, that we'll probably cherish forever.
Well, Jane, I look forward to chatting to you at many more sidelines in the green jersey. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 tender, crispy, all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. And for the same price, you can now get the chicken rings you love, but with the bold, cheesy seasoning of our new Cheddar Blast chicken rings made with real cheddar cheese. Get 12 for just $3.99. White Castle. Follow your Crave. Limited time only. Tax extra.
Yeah, it was a tough game. Scotland brought a lot of pressure, I think, with injuries and HIAs. It was quite a messy game for us, and it's hard to keep your structure in those scenarios. So we'll learn from it, and there was a few leaders discovered. But yeah, it was feeling a bit down, disappointed, but we go again. Yeah, as we said in the huddle afterwards, like, the energy wasn't a problem in the... I think it was just the organisation and keeping our heads a little bit. So, like, our line-out took a lot of changes. But, yeah, it was, as I said, it was a tough one to keep structure and everything. So.
I suppose, like, it all, everyone knew coming here it was going to be intense because the Scottish always bring it, especially over home.
Yeah, I mean, it was a close game over in Kingspan last year at the end of the Six Nations. And it was a close game again here. I mean, 8 minutes to go and we're tying, who knew, like, do you know what I mean? But yeah, they had home ground advantage and a messy first half on their side, so, you know, we'll give it to them.
I've just been told it's 98 days exactly until World Cup hamster, so it is a massive year for all of you.
Yes, it is, an exciting one as well. Can't wait to get into camp and start the prep.
Cup really just being so close to Ireland.
Yeah, I mean, not so home, but yeah, it is close to home, which is good. It means our family can probably fly over for a majority of the games, and have that support from friends and family is massive, you know, especially when you're away from home for so long.
Speaking of family, I met your father last week.
Oh, really? There he is over there. Yeah, yeah. I think the whole nation saw him on the telly with his toes out as well, which was an interesting one for me to... I got a lot of comments on that, but, you know, I didn't lick it off a stone. We're all mad in my family.
Absolutely. Look, there is the games... You know, if there's a top two that have dominated the competition for a good period of time, we've had those at home and, you know, put a reasonable performance in against France, which we were disappointed to not get more from. A reasonable first half against England, which we didn't capitalise enough in a points fashion in that first half against there. And today's a little bit more the same as that. So look, there'll be some clear direction in terms of where and what we need to put our energy and efforts going forward from here. We believe we can do that. We've got a great group, great young group with plenty of pliability to learning, so we'll go after it. We want to put ourselves in a better position come the World Cup, and, you know, we're gonna have to give ourselves the opportunity to learn from today, and that should mean we're in a better performance space by the time we get to the World Cup. Yeah, look, we've just been talking about the new caps coming in. It's really important to grow some depth. So, you know, Jane Clursey coming in, and felt she really actually added a lot of carrying impetus when she came off the bench. You know, it's important to get go forward, to have ballast within the pack that can gain you momentum and give you fast ball to play off. And Eve Corrie's, like, well earned her opportunity to come in, playing through the Celtic Challenge. She's wasn't initially named in a squad and has spent probably the best part of 6 weeks with us now, which has resulted in today. And look, both girls are actually, like, incredibly diligent with their work, but understand it's not just about getting the shirt. They want to be part of a successful Ireland team. And coming in and coming up to Edinburgh for a first cap isn't an easy task. And both of them will look back on their performances and sort of there's bits that they can really get after and really go and continue to grow us as a group. So look, take stock after this. We've had some good experiences. We've had some experiences where we felt we should have been further ahead. We've been trying to evolve our game a little bit. I think last year we were we were predominantly a kicking team, and we're trying to do bits more around that so that we can play a territory game or a possession game. So there's still plenty to go at in that. We're not the finished product yet. We get a good block of pre-season now, which we'll be able to add more layers to ourselves and improve on the layers that we have started to embed. So where are we up to? We've definitely developed a little bit more depth. We're starting to evolve our game. We've got to keep getting better at that, but it should leave us in a better position come World Cup.
So when do you guys all meet back up again? Is it June?
So, yeah, early June. We'll get a preparation phase through June, July. Games start coming in towards the end of July. We've got a Scotland-Canada in the warm-up games, which will be fantastic opportunities for people to put their hands up. And then we head over to England for the World Cup. Thank you, guys.
Download the White Castle app and join Craver Nation Rewards today. When you're part of Craver Nation Rewards, you get the VIP treatment. Enjoy perks like birthday freebies, earn points on every dollar you spend, and complete quests to level up and unlock rewards like exclusive deals, free food, and more. New members enjoy $5 off your first order in the app. White Castle. Follow your Crave. See app for details.